back in 2014, there was a coup in Ukraine where the actual government was overthrown and replaced by American puppets. And guess who was the guy behind that? That was Anthony Blinken, who is now our Secretary of State. And I think it was a day after that or a couple days after that, they signed a 25-year agreement with Iran where, hey, they're going to import Iranian oil and they don't care what the U.S. sanctions do. And they're going to work with Iran to develop its economy, and they don't care what the U.S. does. So basically, they've just got up and said, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. And then also another one is Wang Yi and Sergey Lavrov got together on March 23rd. You know, that's the Russian foreign minister, and they both had a show of unity saying, hey, we're best buddies, we're the biggest, baddest boys on the planet, and we're declaring our independence from, you know, your Anglo-American empire. So the U.S. has no more power. The U.S. has no possibility of projecting power. And if there ever was a war between, you know, China would wipe out Guam and all the U.S. bases on Guam and Okinawa and Wake Island within minutes. And any fleet running on would be sunk within hours.
With the global economy being in shambles and central bankers moving towards a reset, it's never been a better time to protect your wealth by owning precious metals. Contact Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Sarah sent you. He promised me he will guarantee you the lowest price anywhere in the country. Remember, email Andy at milesfranklin.com and tell him Sarah sent you. It's never been a better time to protect your future than now.
But that's why I don't understand any means of going to war. I don't understand what, you know, the Chinese, obviously there's been a war, the China's behind a lot of the war going on in the United States, the takeover of our country. A lot of that has been the Chinese, the globalists are behind that. I mean, obviously Biden was put into power by somebody. And most people think it's the Chinese. You're saying it's the globalists.
Yes, it is. And think about, no, globalists they're the ones put Biden in power. No, they're China was, you know, maybe done a few things here and there, but no, they don't have, they didn't do that. It was the globalists. They put, yeah, they're the ones that control the media. They're
yep,
the ones that control.
They do. Absolutely, they do. But now let's talk about the Chinese having blackmail, a ton of blackmail over Biden.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do that. Of course they are. American politicians are cheap ass whores. And of course they're going to blackmail them. They did it with the Clintons.
Okay.
They did it with the Bushes. They did it with obviously Joe Obama. They did it with all those things. The one thing they couldn't do it, they never got it with, they never really got a little, but they even got a little bit with Trump.
They got a little bit, but they didn't get what they wanted. That's why there was so much hardcore. Yeah. It was just incredible. The way that they reported on him. Now, I would say the Chinese is playing both sides right now because they don't, I see them playing both sides.
I would think the story of China kind of what maybe like the story of the golem, which is, you know, it's in Jewish mythology. They create this, you put a little thing, a little box, and you create like a corpse or out of, you know, they create a being, right? And then, and they think they can control it, but then the being breaks free and becomes a threat and just starts destroying the people that created it. And so that's kind of what happened. And so they created China and made this thing, but now the Chinese are breaking free because the Chinese are going to be slaves of a bunch of stupid Western barbarians. They'll bid their time and they'll be smart, but they're going to break free and China will become once again, you know, the Middle Kingdom, the hub of the world, the way it was.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what you're talking about, because I know that there's a lot of globalists and Chinese globalists as well. I hope you're right or not. I know the globalists are barbarians. We're dealing with some pretty crappy stuff, but this virus had a lot to do with China as well. I mean, they were in on it.
Yeah, they made it look like it leaked out of the lab. But what happened is that the virus appeared in three places, three different variants, and they attacked China, Iran, and Italy. And those are the three key parts of the Belt and Road. And they basically shut down the Belt and Road development.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
They shut down and Baghdad Railroad through World War One. You know, they did, the British Anglo-American Empire did that because they didn't want a railroad going down to Baghdad, which would have given access to the oil, but it also would have created development all across Eastern Europe and Russia, which would have, you know, greatly increased their industrial production And it's part of that Zabrinsky's island concept, you mm-hmm. know, where you control the heartland, Eurasian heartland, then you control the world. Well, they want to make sure that that Eurasian heartland, you know, the China and Russia and Kazakhstan, Iran, and all the other things get together, then the sort of the, I guess, ocean-based Anglo-American empire will no longer have problems. I mean, look what happened with the Suez Canal. You know, the amount of freight that is now hauling from China to Europe through the Belt and Road is just like doubled almost overnight. So they're going to, that's the power. They're losing that power. They want to break that Belt and Road because that's something that China controls and they don't. And so they're trying to do things to shut it down through the virus or to create this war. Because if they create a war in Ukraine, it's the same thing as when they created World War One. They shut down the Baghdad to Berlin Railroad. And we probably should talk more about what's actually going on in Ukraine if we've got some time.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And I also want to understand what your idea is of why they are purposely seeming to take down the economy, because they're spending like $100 trillion that they went over budget. I mean, this is incredible. Our economy is being purposely taken down. It seems like it, when you have the EMF saying spend as much as you can, it doesn't make sense. So why would they purposely take down our economy at the same time, try to fight China? And let's talk about Ukraine. What is going on in Ukraine and how that ties in?
Okay, well, the Federal Reserve is a parasite. You know, it's run, you know, Warburg got it in there. He became, or the group, the gang of group from Anglo-America, and they put Warburg was like the first head of the Federal Reserve. And then, of course, what immediately happened afterwards, World War One.
Yep.
And you know, the Balfour Declaration, then they had World War II, and Israel was established, right? The Rothschild land.
Yep.
The story behind those two things. But the thing is, it's kind of like a Ponzi scheme. If you're going to parasite a system, eventually there's these, you know, the ups and downs. I mean, they created the Great Depression.
Yep. I know. Yep.
It is the market, did all this margin stuff and all these, then they got all the people to go in. Well, in the meantime, the really smart, powerful ones, they took all their money out, put it into cash. Then they pulled the margin calls, crashed the market in 29. And then they went back in 1930-32 and bought up all those stocks on pennies and the dollar. And they intend to do the same thing. It's crash. It's like pump and dump. And they intend to pump right now.
So you think that's what they're doing now?
Yeah,
you think that they're pumping and dumping?
That's right. They're pumping and they're there, but their money will be safe, hidden away. And it looks like Warren Buffett doesn't have anything in the market. He's got it all.
Well, and that's the other group.
Waiting on
the other group that's buying the silver. You've heard that huge other group.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So they're pumping and dumping. They got their stuff in the silver and other stuff. And when it dumps, they'll buy all the businesses at almost nothing. But that's going to destabilize the West while they're trying to fight China.
Yeah, but they don't.
They're stupid.
You got to realize a parasite doesn't care, in a sense. A parasite is a parasite. It doesn't really care if the host dies. I mean, it doesn't think about that. It just thinks about growing and feeding itself. And that's the problem. But the thing is,
but then why do they care about going to China, doing war against China, and worrying about, is it just two different groups? I mean, just kind of like two separate agendas?
Oh no, you got to realize when they brought China in, like Jeffrey Sachs sits on the National Bank of China board and tells them what to do. When they brought China in, they had an exit plan. They were going to pump China up and get it to level. And then they have a plan where they're going to asset rape China. And just like they asset raped the United States, they intend to asset rape.
Yep, that's what they're doing.
That's what their plan is. Yeah, they've got a plan. Before they even let China in, they had a plan where they'll pump it up, right, get it all wealthy, and then they have a plan where they're just going to asset rape China and steal all its wealth, just like they did the United States. They
did that to Ukraine.
Exactly. They have a plan, and I think the Chinese know this. They're not the Chinese there, and they're going to, Chinese know that they're little, you know, Western buddies. The globalists have a plan to rape and destroy their country as well, just like they did the U.S. And the Chinese have no intention of allowing that to happen.
And the Ukraine. Well, then now how is the Ukraine involved in this? Because Ukraine was had the highest GDP in all of Europe. And then you had all those guys come in and just rape the hell out of it once the, you know, Soviet Union fell. And now it has the lowest GDP in Europe.
Yeah, well, that's part of the process. And now they put their puppets in charge. And they've created this thing. And well, one of the things is you know, Russia has kind of gotten out of their control too. You know, and it's gotten together with China. They've started their own SWIFT system. They're doing trading their currencies. Because remember, empire stands on two legs. One is the military, but the more important leg is the currency. And even though the British Empire and the pound went away, the British, it's kind of like that, the Thunderdome, where they have Master Blaster. You know, yep. Britain is the master, and America is the dumb blaster, right? That pounds on countries that don't have anything. So the Anglo-American Empire, even though the pound went away, it just replaced it with the dollar. That's the same people pulling the strings. And so the only way they can control the empire is by both the currency and the military, which backs it up. And that's like Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein started trading in euros with oil. 6 months later, he was swinging on the end of a rope. And the same way with Colonel Gaddafi.
Yep, I could see that.
Colonel Gaddafi was making that new gold dinar where all the African countries could trade with themselves and in oil. They didn't need to cut the Euro bankers out. Well, you know, it wasn't too few months later, you know, he got bayoneted and died. So.
Yeah, but okay, but if you're raping the host and you're killing the host, that kills your, it's going to kill their power base.
Well, they thought that they could move on and parasitize China.
That's what I'm talking about. But
they're finding out that's not, now they're in trouble.
That's what I'm talking. You were getting to the core of what I was trying to get to. Okay, yes.
They thought that they could go and parasitize China, but China says, no, you're not going to be able to parasitize us. And so they're kind of they're between a rock and a hard place.
So are they losing on all fronts right now? Because they're losing their dollar, they're losing their host, China's pushing back, and then we're also pushing back with all the crimes against humanity with children and raping and blackmail.
Oh yeah, so the people are rising up. And so, yeah, they're in a desperate position. And when you're in a desperate position, you often do desperate things. And that's part of this war with Ukraine. Because it's like Gerald Sulaty says, when everything else fails, they take you to war. And so now that the CV war is dying off, they're going to start this new war with Ukraine. But it also might just happen that they start a war in the Middle East between Iran, you know, start a war between Iran and Israel. You know, they'll do some provocation. And then, of course, if that happened, there would be no more oil flowing out of the Persian Gulf, right? Because the Iranians, you know, I don't know if you remember the last time when they killed that general, what was his name? The Iranian general?
Yeah, Soleimani.
Soleimani, yes, on the tip of a tongue. Well, the Iranians eventually, they told the U.S. they were going to retaliate, and then they told them they were going to attack this air base. So the U.S. knew it was going to happen before it happened. But then they sent their missiles in there. And our missiles, Iranian missiles, are so accurate now, they hit everything. They hit the control place where the drone came from, they hit the drone building, they hit the helicopter building, they hit everything. And then the one thing that looks like it didn't hit anywhere, that's where they hit the bunker. They gave 100 American soldiers like concussions where they were all hiding out in their bunker. They could have put another missile right on there and dug them out and killed them all, but they didn't. So the Iranians, you know, if the Iranians, you set the Iranians off, they'll wipe out the entire U.S. military bases in the Middle East. They'll be just terminal. And
okay, so we have a situation where we have these globalists that are kind of being pushed from all directions. If they're desperate people do desperate things. They're doing this virus, they're trying to depopulate. I think that they could do some serious damage while they are trying to do while they're desperate. I mean,
that's this thing, you know, nothing would happen in Ukraine unless the U.S. told them. So when they passed that, President Zelensky signed that decree saying they're going to recapture Crimea and crush the rebels in the Donbas. I mean, that was that they did that. The U.S. said, you do this. And then the Ukraine has been moving up all its military support, and which is, you know, like, for instance, the U.S. just sent a bunch of military equipment, 350 tons, 35 more Hummers, and they gave them a couple more Mark VI patrol boats. And another $250 million, right, in aid. So, you know, he who pays the piper sets the tune.
But is it just going to be a land? Because if it escalates past, it could be just a little mini battles like they're doing in Syria. But if it escalates past that, we're screwed.
Well, it's like the Hungarians. The U.S. encouraged the Hungarians to revolt against the Soviets. And then when they did, the Hungarians thought that the U.S. would come to the rescue. Well, they didn't. They just let them swing, right? And that's probably what's going to happen in Ukraine. But what's going to also happen, because Russia is the bad guy, right? Russia, the U.S. media will,
yeah, they will.
Russians, what the evil Russians are doing, when it's they that caused this whole thing by attacking, they'll have like Ukraine attack the Donbass, Russia will respond. Russia has already said they will never fight another war on their soil. And so if they attack the Donbass or Korea, that's fighting a war on their soil. That's the red line. Russia will respond massively and just overrun Ukraine in a matter of hours. But then the U.S. will say, oh, look at the terrible Russians. Well, they've got the Nord Stream 2, right? Right now, you know, Germany has Nord Stream 1. It gets most of its natural gas. They also have a pipeline that goes to Ukraine, which has pretty much been cut off now. They have one that goes through Poland, too. And the Poles don't want that shut down because then they don't have natural gas. Well, they got the Nord Stream 2 comes in. That's another giant natural gas pipeline. Well, the U.S. has put sanctions all over that because they don't want the Germans and the Europeans to get natural gas from Russia. They want them to buy the natural gas from the U.S., liquid petroleum, you know, coming across for like twice the price, right? So that's to back up the U.S. Thing. So if they can do that, then they can cut off gas from Russia, right? Petroleum products from Russia to Europe, and then Europe would be forced to buy from the U.S. at highly inflated prices, which would, because remember, the whole U.S. financial system is based on oil and the whole petrodollar, and also they got trillions of dollars investments in the whole oil system and the whole oil-based system. They've got derivatives things on it. And so they need to like pump the price of oil up. And
that's why we can't ever get an alternative energy. It just never goes anywhere, even though it's just so promising. Okay, so what do you think is the likelihood that we could go to World War III, where instead of it being just a localized war, what's the likelihood they could actually go to World War III?
Actually,
that's a different story.
Yeah, that's a probability. These morons like, you know, Blinken and Sullivan, you know, he's the national security advisor. These, you know, Biden's a, you know, Joe Obama's, he's just nobody, right? It's the Zionist Anglo-American,
sure. Yep.
You know, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilaterals. They're the ones running it. These are morons. These people are morons. And they have intellectual lightweights. They don't understand anything. They're clueless losers. And they just obey their masters. But yeah, they could set off World War III, and then everything gets fried.
Well,
they think that they play their little games and, you know, like poke Russia and poke China and do this stuff.
They're so stupid. Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's like, well, they're stupid because, I mean, just being a bootlicking weasel of evil is stupid. And that's what they
stupid. Just their whole way of life is stupid.
Yeah, so they think they can pull this game off, but it could easily get out of control just like that. And we could have World War III, which would be the end of everything, the end of human civilization for quite a while.
Well, let's hope we have adults in the room. And that's the problem. We need more adults in the room. Okay, so give your spiel. Where can people get hold of you? Because I know that you used to do this. You used to do all this consulting. And then you went in and said, hell, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I want to do my own stuff.
Yeah, I got too dangerous. And people change, you know, various... regimes changed, you know, kings changed. It was a whole other game, and they were bootlickers, like, you know, MBS, the guy that runs Saudi Arabia now. He's just such an idiot. You know, he's pathetic. So, and, you know, he crashed Saudi Arabia with the stupid Yemenis war, but he just played right into it, right? He played right into it. They don't, you know, they used to have some people that could negotiate and do subtle things. Now it's just like thuggery. And just they become like the Americans, you know, they go to American and British schools and they get to the British.
It's time for us to evolve past being thugs. I mean, that's the whole point. We need adults in the room. We need adults in the room, and we need to grow up.
Yeah,
I mean, just basically mature, grow up and stop being thugs. It's just it's a childish school playground behavior. And we need to be stewards of humanity in a much more mature way. It's so basic. I don't know why they can't see this, but go ahead.
We've also got those other players, the extraterrestrials. They have a satellite network on the planet. They could wipe out any ballistic missile launch on the planet.
Well, that would be good. And they're talking about doing this big disclosure.
Yeah, well, remember, we got kicked off of the moon. I think Apollo 17 came back and there was like hundreds or thousands of ham radio listeners on it. And as Apollo went into like Earth gravity field, you know, there's a big transmission because do not return, right? And that's why they went back to the moon.
Well, so now,
but the Chinese
this big, the Chinese is able to be there.
Yeah, the Chinese were able to land a probe on the backside of the moon. They wouldn't have been able to do that unless they had permission. Because we got kicked off the moon as humans, and there we can't, you know, so that they were able to land their probe on there and have it function, that's pretty huge. Of course, the U.S. tried to moon, which was where they really kind of pissed them off. They both fired at both times. It was when the moon was dark. They're going to blow up a big nuke, and everybody on Earth could see this giant bright nuke on the moon, right? Look at America's power. So they tried it twice, and both times the missile was shot down before it even left the Earth's atmosphere.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about the disclosure a little bit. They're trying to do disclosure. Do you think it's going to be a joke disclosure, or do you think they're actually going to... Cliff High thinks that's going to change the world. They're going to do real disclosure.
Well, they're not going to do... Somebody else might do disclosure. They might have just told them, hey, we're going to fly our ships over your cities one way or the other, and it's just going to come out. Maybe they've made a decision somewhere. I'm not privy to those levels of decision making, but they may be just forcing their hand too.
Well, that would be really interesting, because that would change the dynamics of the world, obviously, if suddenly the normies of the world realize that there's more to this world or to this universe.
Yeah, that would be a huge, and that's maybe another thing which is pushing the, because, you know, who, it was those nasty ass, the current ruling regime, the Zionist Anglo-American Empire, whatever you, I mean, they're backed up by some real nasty aliens that were helping them to get this power. You think they got control of the planet, right? What is this whole globalization about? You know, it goes into a handful of people. Yeah, right. What does that benefit humanity? It doesn't, but it benefits somebody else behind the scenes pulling the strings.
And yes, those guys it does.
Hand slapped and kicked off the earth.
So well, they think it's Satan.
Yeah, they
Lucifer.
Will. They interfere with things. But remember, any human is higher than a djinn or those lower
sure.
entities. They don't really have, they have only power to the extent that they're given power. That's why human sacrifice and all that other stuff, because that's how that those lower dimensional entities are given power and the ability to influence the earth. If nobody fed them, they would have no power whatsoever.
And that's what we need to take away from them. But what I don't understand is how deceived these guys are. Are the people who are running are the globalists, control the globe, they're so deceived. They don't see them as alien entities or different. They see it as Satan and Lucifer and their Lord. They're so confused.
Well, yeah, but they're, yeah. Well, you got to remember, this comes back from the whole mental state of planet Earth is Earth's really primitive. Okay, and if you look back a couple thousand years ago, what did people believe? They believed there was the heavens up there. You know, you could look upside, little hole, lights in the sky. They didn't understand those were suns. And then there was the middle kingdom. And then there was like the lower infernal realms. And they thought that was the size of the universe, right? And that's why kings like Alexander the Great and these other people thought if they conquered, you know, that's like a king of Babylon. And that's where the whole, one of the Lucifer thing comes from in the thing. Lucifer means the planet Venus. And so they had this king of Babylon saying, as God is the sun in the sky, right? I am Lucifer. I am the planet Venus, which is the second brightest thing in the sky. And then, of course, there's the Lord. So they thought they could be part. But if we actually look at where we are in the world, it's like, for instance, the galaxy, the universe is something at least, you know, it's expanding universe is something like 95 billion light years across. And since each light year is like 7 trillion miles, that's something like 1 times 10 to the 23rd miles across, right? That's how big the universe is across. And if we took it to, let's say we wanted to make it into, let's imagine the universe is a sphere. Probably isn't, but we'll just do it for today. That's something like 6 times 10 to the 70th power, right? That's a 6 with 70 zeros behind it, right? That's immensely sized. And if you want to look at like the proportion of matter in the world, if you took like a magnifying glass, I don't have one around here, and you looked at the smallest speck of dust you could see in that magnifying glass, as that speck of dust is to the earth, so the earth is to the universe.
Yep.
We're an infinitesimal speck. And then all
a piece of sand on the beach.
Exactly. And those little people, all the people on planet Earth are infinitesimal specks on that little tiny speck. And right, and then people's religious belief that, you know, well,
we're a piece of dust on a gnat's behind or something.
The greater being of the universe is going to come down here and make them chosen, right, above the other creator. Oh, you got to go and kill these other little infinitesimal beings because I, you know, I gave you the land and you got to go do this. You know, that's, you know, what is that? When, okay, you know, let's go. When Abraham went out, there's the left-hand path, or there's the right-hand path,
sure,
blessing way, and there's the left-hand path, the witching way, right? And we could go into spiritual things on that, but there's, you know, the things, darkness serving self, and you know, they imagine that whole concept is that they have the earth and heaven and everything else is this little tiny.
Yep.
And that's where their minds are. They don't see the.
But I think they are controlled. They're controlled by smarter beings than they are.
Yeah. If you look at like Rudolf work, have you had Rudolf Steiner people on talking?
You know what? I have looked at his work and I've studied it, but I haven't had anybody. Well, I've had one person on that talked about it. Yes. About the vibrations and stuff.
Yeah. Well, Rudolf Steiner.
But we didn't get into Rudolf Steiner that much. Go ahead.
Rudolf Steiner looked forward and saw time because of the cycles of history. He understood that, yep, the cycle, and just like the Indians and the Chinese do. And he saw a time when, you know, a lot of the ruling leaders in society would be controlled by these lower dimensional entities. They can go through the two lower chakra zones, the sexuality and, like, you know, hunger, the one, the stomach. They can control those two. You can't control the higher chakras. But if people are all into that, like people like Hunter Biden and other things that are all into, like, you know, consumption and sexuality.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, those are people that can be controlled. They can't control people that are in the heart chakra or higher. So that's not possible. So yeah, and he also said that there would become a time where they'll develop a vaccine that could separate, you know, the soul from the human body and turn people into essentially automons or zombies.
Well, but they've figured out how to control the God gene or whatever. So that's what's scary, and people are being manipulated to take this. So you think this vaccine is them really messing with that to disconnect people from their spiritual?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of that is that. They've noticed, like, when they brought the vaccines first into Africa and gave it to the kids, that the kids' children could no longer see the nature spirits. That's what the elders immediately noticed. Oh, the kids can't see the nature spirits anymore. And then it cut them off. And so that's, you know, part of the process they do. I mean, they use homeopathy, right? Where you still get effects of things even though there's almost nothing there. I mean, they make these vaccines out of aborted human fetal tissue.
Oh gosh. And yeah, I know.
We're on here. What else?
What
else is really? See, there's two levels. There's the evil ones up on top, and then there's the useful idiots. And all the ones we ever see are the useful idiots. We don't actually.
Yeah, we see a lot of those. But you know, I've had empaths and people who are able to see say that in the last 15 years, and it might be just because of all the Wi-Fi and the, you know, electromagnetic interference, they can't see like they used to. And that's what Rudolf Steiner said was going to happen.
Oh yeah. And Trevor James Constable, he used to do the etheric weather engineering stuff. I think we talked about
that. Yeah.
Yeah. He says things are so messed up now. Well, he's passed on a couple of years, but
sure.
He said that things were so messed up in, I don't know, the etheric energy flows of the planet Earth, that the stuff that they were able to do, you know, to modify the weather in the past just didn't work anymore because things had become so disrupted and chaotic. And we can see the disruptions and chaos going on in our weather system. Some of it's weather engineering, some of it's just the systems becoming chaotic, like what happened in Texas.
Well, and I think those are the useful idiots screwing things up for the beings that are smarter. That's my theory. I don't, you know, I'd like to see disclosure big time because I think maybe we could start to fix some things.
I've talked about this before. There are cycles, right? We're at the end of the Kali Yuga, and then now the Kali Satra is coming. And so that's the return, quote, of the avatar is happening. And it's put that being, you know, from higher, because the universe was created from higher dimensions down, not from lower dimensions.
Yep.
I don't care what science, quote, quasi-science has right now. But so that higher dimensional energies are pushing in to clean up the mess on planet Earth. And as they do,
well, that'd be great.
The power,
that would be great.
Powers, and the ones, the forces of evil know their time is coming to an end quickly. And they're getting their puppets on Earth to do whatever they can to do as much damage as they can before, you know, they're thrown completely from power. And that's what's happening. All these people that think they're going to rule the world, there's zero chance of that happening. They are going to be destroyed, and their power bases are going to be destroyed, and nothing they do, whether they try their stupid Ukrainian wars or wars in the Middle East, you know, attacking Iran or whatever else, it's none of that's going to work.
Well, it's so obvious right now. They have this stupid fire, you know, fence around DC. They fix the election. I mean, everybody knows they're a bunch of morons useful. They're just like, what the hell is going on? Anybody with half a brain knows that this it's all illegitimate. It's scary though, because of that too.
Well, look at the average American population. There's such a bunch of beaten down, you know, mind control propaganda. Sure, some people got up and stood up against this, but you know, they let themselves be walked over. And you know, what this financial system isn't going to last much longer. I mean, sure,
it's not.
They're going to pump.
You can't be this stupid.
Yeah, they're going to keep pumping the stock market. They're going to pump the price. Well, they have no plan B. They're just going to pump this thing, because if they stop tomorrow, it would collapse tomorrow. So all they have is just like a junkie. They got to keep shooting up until they OD. And
that's the scary part, because that's why we need all our backup plans. They might have backup plans, but you sure the hell need a backup plan. Yep. So let's talk about your C60, because you have one of the greatest products on the planet, you know, and I also use C60, and I know it's just a wonderful. It's helped my dad immensely. I got to tell you, he's turned into a much younger person. And it's helped me. I think it should be on the pyramid, the pyramid of things that you need. You know, one of the minerals, like vitamin C, you just need it. I think it's that important for us.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I know you advertise Max Live Longer Labs. Oh, there it is. I don't even know.
And you work with them. You're good friends. You said, oh, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. It's got,
you guys are all buddies. So, I mean, I work with Max and Phil, which I love, but you guys are all buddies. And, you know, that's why I still talk with you, because it's all one. Let's all just be in harmony. And it's not always competition. Let's all talk.
No, we work together.
Because you got a great, you worked with them.
That's the C60 molecule.
You guys all work to develop the products together at the very, you know, and now you're doing
together on a lot.
You're still working with them.
Yeah,
go ahead.
A friend of mine, and he lives nearby, relatively nearby, a couple hours away. So yeah, we've been kind of part of the C60 experience or thing together. We've helped each other along the way. He helps me, I help him. So Live Longer Labs and C60 Purple Power, we use pretty much the same ingredients, the same products. So we developed a lot of it together because we work together. Not everybody does.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the C60 people, that's a kind of a small community. And it's gone.
But it's not all high quality. I'm sorry. There's a difference.
Yeah, we try to make the best. You know, the original guys in the C60 business, pretty much all of them, you know, Tom of C60 Olive Oil and all those other guys, they really work because they use it themselves, their families use it, and they've always tried to make a quality product for their people and all of the big boys. But then, of course, it's like the CBD business. It becomes popular. People start discovering the amazing benefits of C60 molecule. And
then it gets crappy.
Most of your listeners probably already know about C60. Give you the short rundown. C60 was there was a Harry Croteau, and there's three guys: Richard Smalley, Harry Croteau, and Robert Curl. They basically discovered C60 in 1985. Of course, Harry Croteau, he knew what it was. He had to prove that it existed. And then they got a Nobel Prize in 1996, and that was the solving a mystery in astronomy, not for the medical benefits. And then they named it Buckminster Fullerene, because Buckminster Fuller predicted the C60 molecule would be discovered and it would have amazing medical benefits. And he did that in the 70s. Now, how he do that, I don't know. There's Buckminster Fuller was more than a visionary, maybe like a remote viewer. But so he saw that. And then when they went to test for toxicity, it doubled the lifespan of animals. And basically it's a super antioxidant, several hundred times more powerful than vitamin C and other conventional antioxidants, but it's a selective antioxidant. So like in your body, you need a certain amount of oxidative radicals and antioxidants. There's like a balance there, because a lot of oxidative radicals, certain oxidative radicals like the nitrogen oxides, they're used as signaling molecules. I mean, that's nitrogen oxides, which dilates and contracts your capillaries. And then there's some based on iron, sulfur, and zinc, and the body uses those as signaling molecules. There's a balance there. Well, C60 only reacts with high energy oxidative radicals like superoxygen, the hydroxyl radical, and peroxynitrate. So if you take too many antioxidants, certain antioxidants like vitamin E or vitamin D, you can be seriously injured from them. It can really mess up your biochemistry. But with C60, it doesn't happen, because C60 only interacts with the high energy oxidative radicals, which the body doesn't use as signaling molecules. So they did tests where they gave like rats 10,000 times what a person might be taking. That'd be like 1 gram per kilogram of body weight for the rat. And if you and there was no toxicity whatsoever. The rats live long, healthy lives. They weren't damaged at all. You try to do that with a conventional antioxidant like vitamin D or vitamin E, it would have been fatal. So C60 has no toxicity at any level. And it just does so many amazing things. You can go to my website, c60purplepower.com, and we have a science section. And you can go in there and you can just, it links to all kinds of science papers and you can see testimonials. And there's other places that do the same thing. But C60 is still relatively unknown by people. It's where CBD was maybe 15 years ago. And so it's,
yeah.
So.
You know, there are doctors that are starting to figure it out though. My parents' doctors looked into it and said, I'm really glad you're taking it. So I like their doctor because a lot of doctors are morons. And this one actually looked at the science and the reports and said, and gave them the thumbs up. And I'm like, okay, I like this doctor because this doctor actually looked at the reports instead of being a moron because it didn't come from their traditional sources. Yeah, and so go ahead.
And you got to remember a lot of doctors, well, it's like they said, if they ask doctors, would you recommend your patients taking a multivitamin? And only 25% of the doctors said yes. And then they asked the same doctors, do you take a multivitamin? And 75% of them said yes.
Well, so why do they say that? Why do you think that they're the
medical
inconsistent
system? I mean, most of their money comes from the pharmaceuticals. And
yes, I agree. Yeah.
We basically, our current allopathic is basically, drugs, selling drugs, and that's where they get the kickbacks and everything. I can tell you stories, but there's one thing, what you might personally do and what you're going to tell people to do in a public manner are two different things. You might in private say to your patient something else too. I mean, it's just, they're cut, doctors have to live in the real world and they have to deal with, real things that more powerful forces themselves. And so they, what they might do, what they might tell people.
Okay, Ken, this was a very interesting conversation and I think we got through a lot. And so I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty darn good because it was a pretty advanced conversation and I like having those. So thank you so much for coming to the program. I really appreciate it. And we're going to have you back in the future.
But yeah, and there's things, part of C60 is taking care of your own health, taking control of it.
Yes.
But, in the current situation that we're in right now, it's really important for people to not just take care of your own health, but also take care of like the potential for the future. Because
I agree with you.
They also, this thing with Ukraine, the U.S. announced that it was going to attack Russia in a cyber warfare attack, right? Why would you announce?
Why would they announce that? See, they're just so stupid. I'm fearful of, why you need to build your immunities and why C60 is so important. I'm just so determined that, I 100% feel this is the truth, that we don't know what they're going to do with this vaccine, what the viral shedding is all about, how it's going to affect us. The only way that we really can protect ourselves and our loved ones is to really build up your immunities. Also have those other treatments like the chloride dioxide solution, ivermectin, and some of the others that got the Dr. Bartlett in Texas, his solution. There are multiple solutions that exist, and you need to have one of those
and the other thing
in your household.
Keeping up your
on top of building up your immunity.
Yeah, you need vitamin D, lots of vitamin. You need to get your vitamin D.
Zinc.
Now that it's summertime, you go outside and walk in the sun for 20 minutes, right? You need vitamin K, that's green leafy vegetables. Of course, you can supplement with these things. Magnesium. I mean, you need to, there's zinc. I mean, the other guys have gotten on and talked about all the things you need. You don't.
Yeah, they have. But I do think you also need one of those treatments.
Yeah,
and I published a lot of things on my website of the treatments. I have my little mini documentary. You got to have one of those treatments. Dr. Joe Newsma,
yes.
You can talk to him. Yeah. He can help you procure some of those treatments. And I would highly recommend it. And it's just common sense, because you want the treatment plus you want to build up your immunity. Period. End of story. It's as important as having silver and some crypto.
Yeah, and there's no one thing that's going to do it. You have to do a bunch of things. You have to
Yes.
Proper nutrition, proper supplementation, proper exercise, proper sleep. And also the other thing, if, you know, they've announced that they're going to do a cyber war. Well, the Russians are way better at cyber hacking than the Americans can even imagine. And so if the United States...
Well, we should be. We just have as many...
Yeah.
We have just as many smart people as them. It's just we're stupid, don't have our act together, and we got a bunch of morons running.
Well, yeah, that's it. And those people aren't going to be there. So if the United States does an open cyber attack against Russia, Russia will respond. So you could easily have a shutdown of the internet here in the United States and all kinds of other problems because, you know, the Russians are not going to sit around and they're better.
Well, they might go after our electric grid. That's more
yeah, so you issue. Need to be prepared too. You know, you need to have like a decent supply of food. That, you know, that is not non-perishable. Make sure you have water supply, of course, defense stuff that you can, so you can have safety for yourself and your family. And the number one thing also is get with neighbors, family and friends and neighbors, and, you know, make those connections because that's how you can't one guy living in a bunker somewhere. You're not going to survive that way. And even it wouldn't be much way of a life to survive. It's people working together as a communities is how things work. And so, you know, get with your family, make your connections with your friends, your family, your neighbors, do that community thing. So if something, you know, so people can help each other, and that's how we really prosper.